Hello, and welcome to The Happiest of Hours, presented by Mox & Cox. This podcast is part of our journey to share experiences in the world where drinkers, alcohol-free folks, and the sober curious can coexist. We started our mission to create a space where everyone gets to have the same experience, regardless of what's in their glass, to show people it's okay to go out into the world, to the same events, and have the same great time.
We know how that looks different for everyone. Everyone is different. We just want to stop making it weird.
I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And we're Mox & Cox.
Welcome to The Happiest of Hours,
presented by Mox & Cox.
We like to point out that it is The Happiest of Hours every single week.
We do, because it is The Happiest of Hours.
It is. This is the brightest part of our day every time we do it.
I know, it really is.
It really does make me really happy.
When we first started this, we thought, oh, this would be such a cute little play on The Happy Hour, The Happiest of Hours.
But as it turns out, it really is just like our happiest hour.
Yeah. As it turns out, it was true.
Yeah.
Without the hangover.
As it turns out, it really just is our happiest hour.
Yeah. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Katie.
Welcome, listeners.
Hi, everybody.
We are Mox & Cox. A little background.
Katie's the Mock. I'm the Cock.
I am the mocktail of this group.
Katie is the mocktail. I am the cocktail. Mox & Cox stands for mocktails and cocktails. And we are on our endless journey.
Endless.
Endless journey of bringing inclusivity to all parties, events, and establishments so that everybody can have the same experience regardless of what's in their glass.
We just want to stop making it weird to drink or not drink.
On any given day.
Any given day. And if you're doing it for an hour, a week, a month, a year, forever, if you decide for whatever time period you would like to not drink alcohol, we just want to make that okay.
Yeah, we want you to have that freedom, and we want places to make it easier to do and just not make it weird.
In pursuit of that, we have this podcast. We do some menu reviews. We have a subscription box. We have a blog. We do events.
What don't we do?
Sell retail, apparently.
We found out today
that, that we have the opportunity and have had for months to sell our boxes retail.
Yeah, we had the opportunity and we apparently
screwed the pooch.
Apparently we didn't do it, much to Katie's disappointment.
Yes. That's okay though. We're gonna start today. Anyway, we started Mox & Cox back in July and have grown exponentially since then, all thanks to you people listening.
Yeah.
And we're excited on where we're going.
We're so fucking excited.
Yeah. It's been really
we've had quite a
journey.
We've had a pretty impressive last couple of weeks in particular. I mean, all of our weeks are exciting, but we are, you know, developing some
really cool stuff to
come out of the camp in the next month or two. So.
Yeah. We tried to start out all of our podcast episodes with one of the things that we love to do the most, which is try mocktails, non-alcoholic beer, and spirits. Mm-hmm. So today, we are very excited.
We are, but do you want to tell them why we do it?
So you don't have to.
Yeah. Because it is a very expensive endeavor. And this came up again in a meeting that we had this morning, because people were like, oh, well, where do you get stuff in from? Who does this? And the brutal truth behind that is that most distributors don't actually give you that option for establishments, right? Like
they're just obscure places to find them.
Right. And so like, especially for the stuff that we are so into and the best stuff in the world, the spirits and all of that jazz, you know, we have to get those shipped in from all over the world. And so it's true though. I mean, it sounds super dramatic.
It is pretty dramatic, but also true.
And so we ship in to the middle of Wisconsin stuff from all over the world. And we try it so that you don't have to, because some of it is just so fucking awful that I would not give it to you if you were my worst enemy.
Right.
And we certainly wouldn't give it to you in subscription boxes, and we certainly wouldn't promote it. We certainly wouldn't get you coupon codes or any of that jazz. But we are so excited for the stuff that we do get to try that is amazing that we can't wait to share with you. And mm-hmm. today is no different because today is one of our favorites.
Athletic Brewing Company.
Two new beers.
Mm-hmm. Two new beers. If you're not familiar with Athletic Brewing Company, they are the largest non-alcoholic beer distributor or beer maker in the world. The world. So they make the most non-alcoholic beers. They only make non-alcoholic beers, which is insane. Mm-hmm. They just built a huge new facility out in Connecticut. That's where they brew. They also are just a really amazing company. A little background on Athletic Brewing. I'm a little bit obsessed with them. They are basically what kept me sober for the first few months of my sobriety journey because I was a beer drinker and I loved beer and I still love beer. And these guys make it super easy. And they continue to come out with all of these like craft flavors. They've got a program called Two for the Trails. So for every, I don't know exactly if it's $2. I think it's $2 per every. They have
it's 2% of all sales go to protecting and restoring local trails.
And I think in the upper right hand corner, it tells you how much they've donated already.
Okay. So to date, they have raised $2,586,000 for local trails.
Yeah.
That is absolutely incredible. So they donate 2% of all sales to protect and restore local trails. That's incredible.
Yeah, which is really cool. So I love Athletic Brewing for lots of reasons, but really it did keep me sober because all summer long I pounded Athletic Brewing Company beer. And I loved it. And I still love it. And so much so that I became an ambassador for Athletic Brewing Company, which means I get to pass on a really amazing 20% off coupon code to you, which is CatherineR20, which everybody now knows. My real name is Catherine. I guess I should have signed up under my illegal name, which is Katie. But it's CatherineR20 at checkout. And you can use some Athletic Brewing Company. We are trying two of their new flavors today. I'm not sure if they still have these. I know that they have the Soul Sour, and we're going to give you a little history on the Soul Sour. And then we have the Emerald Cliff, which is an Irish dry, right in time for St. Patrick's Day. So I have tried Soul Sour. It's a fruited sour, non-alcoholic brew. This is a limited edition flavor. Mm-hmm. On the side of the can, Soul Sour is a tribute to and a celebration of the beauty and history of Black culture, highlighting the flavors of blueberry, lemon, and mango. It is stunningly vibrant and bright sip of solidarity and strength, a refreshing and timely reflection of the power of community, love, and unity. United we stand, divided we fall, which we think is like such an amazing message.
It is. And they have this absolutely beloved Black History Month brew on limited release and with a never-ending mission.
Oh, very cool.
Which is fabulous. It's actually currently sold out, which is kind of a good problem to have, yeah. I always like to think.
Yeah.
But you can go on their website and get notified when it's back in stock. But this particular beer is so good. The can is gorgeous. The message is beautiful.
It is so good, too. If you like sours,
yeah.
I would say...
Yeah, can I have some before you drink it all?
Yeah, just a sec. let me lick it off the can, which the can is also a rubber.
It is. It's a gorgeous can.
It is really gorgeous. And actually, the artwork is by Sabrina Khadija, Sabrina Khadija. And it looks like that's her handle as well. The can is really gorgeous. The colors are beautiful. Anyway, it's called Soul Sour. Every year they do this, I believe, during Black History Month. And it's really gorgeous. And it tastes delicious.
It is a gorgeous can. But one of the fun facts about this particular beer is all of the profits, 100% of their profits, are donated to organizations that help break down barriers in the brewing industry. So one of them goes up to Lifting Lucy, which is a program that supports Black, Indigenous, and all women of color in beer industry events and educational.
Super cool.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Lifting Lucy.
Lifting Lucy. Yep. What a great name.
Lifting Lucy. It supports Black, Indigenous, and all women of color in the beer industry, their events, and educational opportunities.
Super cool.
Yes, super cool. And then the other thing, so their profits are divided between these two programs, but again, 100% of the profits go this way. And then the other half that doesn't go to Lifting Lucy goes to Sacred Heart University, which is a scholarship from Athletic Brewing Company that was established as a way to help diversity in the brewing industry grow.
Oh, so cool. I'm proud to drink their beer.
And
they've made it so freaking amazing.
We love their beer anyway, but we really love this one.
So Soul Sour, I will say that they have quite a few sours that come out in the summertime.
And the berry one is traditionally my favorite of those. But this one, I think
their last Soul Sour was, I don't know if they keep the same, if it's the same
recipe
ingredients every year. I feel like maybe it is. But if it isn't, this one's really good. So if you like a sour, the Soul Sour, you should try.
It's so good. I mean, and it's got a good message already.
So I know. It's got a good message. So
I'm absolutely obsessed with it.
Easier going down your throat. What do you have, Bridget?
You'll love to see it. You'll love to see it. So in my little hand today, I've got Athletic Brewing's Irish Dry Emerald Cliffs.
Yeah, also a very pretty can.
It's a very pretty can. I hope that it's we have a whole shit ton of these ready for March 17th.
I know.
But it is a perfect dark.
Yeah.
It is smooth, it is delicious.
I think on the side of the can, it tells you what's in it.
Okay.
Maybe a little story.
Yeah, perhaps.
A little story? Perhaps it's a time for beers.
Perhaps it's a little story time about my beer in my hand. Athletic Brewing's Irish Dry Emerald Cliffs. And Emerald Cliffs is fabulous, start to finish. It is a beautiful dark beer, and I love it, and I can't wait to have all of them in stock around me for St. Patty's Day. But Emerald Cliffs is a dark brew of dry-roasted barley and hops with mild bitterness and medium body, carrying aromatics of sweet chocolate, coffee, and wood. Each sip of this traditional Irish dry calls to mind the unique beauty of Ireland's shores. It's a perfect sipper for anywhere from the pub to the pitch, no matter which side of the pond you're on.
Aww, and that's a good one.
I absolutely love that. And I love this beer. It's delicious. And I would like to note that
I would say it's the polar opposite of the Soul Sour.
It is the polar opposite. And I would like to point out for everybody at home that Katie let us have these cold today.
That's because they've been sitting in my car for 3 weeks.
But it really is life changing to get to taste them cold.
Let me try that one.
It's so good. Oh, it's so good.
God, the can is really pretty too.
Yeah. We have to get some pictures on at least our Instagram at least today.
Oh, that's really good. I know you're not a bubbles fan, but I kind of like, because some of these can taste really flat to me, but yes. I like the bubblies.
So I do really like the flatter ones, and like I'm obsessed with Guinness 00.
I know you are.
Obsessed. And this
does that
is,
hold a candle to it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It really does.
Just one?
Not like a lot of candles.
Not like a Chinese lantern.
Yes, it holds its own. It holds its own against the Guinness.
Okay.
But I do prefer a little bit of that flatter versus the bubbles.
I like the little bit of bubbles.
This is not an aggressive bubble. This is a great beer.
Yeah, it's a great beer.
This is a great Irish beer, and it stands up in against any Irish beer.
Yeah, it's delicious. I thought you might like that one.
Yeah.
It's not what I expected. I expected it to be a red. Or like an amber.
I'm thrilled that it isn't.
But I also did not read the description.
That sounds right.
I just bought it.
That really sounds right. But I really like darks. I mean, I like an amber fine, but I prefer a stout.
Yeah.
And so
the all-out stout that they have all the time is delicious as well.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I
but
drink
this
that
is a
one anyway.
Little bit nuttier.
It is.
Woodier.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Earthier.
Earthy.
Yeah. No, it's freaking good.
Yeah. So if you are looking for some beer from Athletic Brewing, hop on over to athleticbrewing.com. You can use my coupon code KatherineR20 for 20% off.
But also add yourself to the wait list on the Soul Sour.
Yeah. It's
because
so good.
I'm trying to figure out how
we're going to get more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe I was limited. I might have been limited to only one.
All I know is we only have 5 cans left. Right. And
we're not going to split all of them, and we're probably going to fight
over all of them. So,
yeah. So if you haven't tried any of the Athletic Brewing, do it because they're so good and they have such a great message. And their story is really cool. So one of the founders was like a Wall Street guy, And he had this idea and everybody was like, no fucking way will that go because it's an alcohol-free beer and nobody drinks alcohol-free stuff. And he showed them. Because they are.
And he showed them.
I think their profits were up 300% in the last 3 years. That's crazy. Bonkers.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So they're doing something right. We love Athletic Brewing. Huge plug for them, which is a great segue.
I love a good segue.
I know. We talk about segues all the time and that Bridget is going to get one with a big red bow one day. I can't wait for that day. It's going to be live. All of a sudden you're going to come in to work one day and there is your segue.
Will I have a helmet?
Oh, yes. Yes, you will. It's going to be the most obnoxious one.
Oh, I can't wait.
The segue I'm talking about today is the alcohol-free beer that saved my sobriety. Basically, it's no secret, I don't think, that alcohol-free beverages are one of my biggest tools in my toolbox.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, like, for sure.
I don't think I could stay sober without them. Mm-hmm. I think I could probably stay sober, but it's just like this like amazing icing on the cake for me to have the options, right?
Well,
we're doing this.
Yeah, it makes all of the events and outings easier because they're the same as everybody else that's standing right there.
Plus, I've like been able to learn a lot about it, and it's just like one of those industries that's really like breaking in. And so it's been really fun to try stuff. But like I said, Athletic was such a huge part of my especially this past summer, just to be like out by the lake or on a boat or whatever, it like to have something was huge for me, which leads me to the vacation I just came back from. I went to Florida with my family. My dad lives there, and vacationing sober is a hot topic, I would say. The first thing I did basically when I got down there was go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I said, we went to the pool first, you know, because it was 65 degrees and my kids were like,
oh my God, going summer.
It's summer. Everybody down there is in like coats and jackets and hats. And my kids are like basically naked running to the pool, but it's fine. They're like, oh, you must be from up north, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Right. So we went to the pool first. And then I said, because I was sort of itching for a beer. And I said, to my dad, I'm going to run to the store quick. I have been so used to going into the grocery store around here. And I've obviously looked around and found stuff. And if I was smart, I would have ordered ahead and had some beer shipped to my dad's. I don't know why I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because it would have been so easy to do.
I know that at Disney World, that's a big thing to have your groceries and beverages shipped to your hotel room ahead.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
So smart. And I should have done that. And that is going to be one of my tips and tricks is if you're going somewhere where you can, you should absolutely order ahead and have it sitting there for you when you get there.
Yeah.
But I went, so they have Publix down there. So I went into the grocery store. I was told that I was supposed to get lobster tails if they were on sale. I got the kids goldfish and, you know, like all of the things. But mainly my main objective was to get non-alcoholic beer to sit by the pool with, to sit outside in the sunshine, to also get through the 5 days with my family. So if you vacation with your family, I have been known to put down some bottles of wine or boxes of wine during family vacations, for sure. But this is, I don't know, maybe my fifth or sixth vacation sober that I haven't drank. So I went to the grocery store. I got all the stuff I needed to get except the lobster tails because they weren't on sale. They were $8.99. I went to the beer area, went to the end of it where all the NA stuff was. And the only things that were there were like Klosthauer. I think they had a Coors NA, which I've never tried.
Mm-hmm.
Budweiser NA, Busch NA, and maybe Heineken.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
So not the things that we have.
Right.
And not the things I'm used to.
Right.
No Athletic, no Untitled Art, no Sam Adams, mm-hmm. no. And I was really disappointed.
Yeah.
So I go out of the groceries. I pay for the groceries. I go out of the grocery store. I go to the liquor store next door, which is a Publix liquor.
Okay.
I walk into the liquor store. I go and they have the same. So I'm thinking like, this is going to be bigger and they'll have more of an option. They had less options there. I don't know how that's possible, but they did have less options. And I was like, hey, do you guys have a different NA section? And the guy looked at me like I had a third eye. And he was like, no, that's what we have. Okay, got it. So I went out into the car and I sat in the driver's seat for a little bit. And I was annoyed because I was like, what is happening? There's no way. I don't want to drink Busch NA the whole week.
Right.
I should have ordered something. I didn't, whatever. So I'm sitting in the car, annoyed. Annoyed enough that I went on to Sam Adams' website.
Okay.
SamAdamsBrewing.com or whatever it is. I Google where to find Sam Adams. Directs me to Sam Adams, which is where to buy. And it says Publix. Exactly where I'm sitting. Like, the address is like 0.1 miles at the address you're sitting at. And I'm like, God damn it. Do they have it? And I missed it. So I go back into Publix. I go back down to, well, first I stopped and got the fucking lobster tails. Because I was like, if I'm not getting NA beer, I'm at least getting my goddamn lobster. Which were not on sale, but I bought them anyway.
Is $8.99 a pound hefty?
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah. I don't eat lobster on a regular basis, but apparently $6 was acceptable. $8.99 was not. Two people in my life.
Okay. Okay.
So I go to... I decide I'm going to go down to the alcohol-free area again.
Okay.
And I'm going to look really hard. And sure as shit, there was the Sam Adams, just the haze.
What a fucking journey this has been.
Oh my God. But I was so excited. I bought 12 of them and I like pounded four of them when I got home or something. It was so amazing. So I don't know what the right answer is there.
Well, no, I think you do.
I think the right answer is you order ahead.
Yeah.
And also kudos to Sam Adams for having where to buy.
Totally.
And actually happening.
But I think part of the, like, both of those are part of the same thing. So first,
preparedness.
Preparedness. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest tool.
Yeah.
Is making sure that you have the tools from your toolbox to make it easier on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so,
I mean, anytime, but vacation especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure that you've got the tools from your toolbox to make it easier on yourself.
Yeah.
I think that for sure ordering ahead, because even if, you know, you didn't know exactly what grocery stores are there, Instacart does.
Oh, true.
And Amazon Grocery does.
I don't use those because I live bumfuck.
Totally.
So I don't get delivered, things, but that's smart.
Yeah. I mean, even Walmart grocery. So
yeah,
for any of those people like online, they can do that for any vacation anywhere. Aside from that, if you know that you're looking for something in particular, you know,
I was excited about the Sam Adams, and because most places have Sam Adams, mm-hmm. like just the regular Boston Lager.
Yeah.
They'll likely have the NA if they carry NA. So I was super excited that they were there and it was actually there. And maybe I should have been a little bit patient and looked a little bit harder.
Well, we don't need to. I mean, don't be so hard on yourself. I mean,
it's okay. It all worked out.
Yeah. Be nice. Be nice to yourself. It's okay. These are all learning experiences.
So one of the things that came out of that story was lots of people questioning, how do we vacation sober? Or alcohol-free, or sober curious. And I had put out a question to some people and got some interesting answers. One answer was, I'd like to try to vacation alcohol-free, which I thought was an amazing answer. Mm-hmm. I read another one, well, lots of yeses. I would like to, like, I love sober vacationing. That was one of the answers. And I did also pose an answer of, no, I think it's impossible. And there was quite a few people that thought it might be impossible to do. Vacationing sober is by far one of my favorite things now.
That's amazing.
It is amazing because I never, ever feel like shit on vacation.
Totally.
So one of the things, well, first of all, I flew with my kids by myself, which is always like, oh my God, am I going to be able to do this? Now my kids are older, so they're fine, right? But I remember when they were younger, it wasn't super easy to like sit at the airport bar and have a beer. But like at 7 in the morning, that seems totally acceptable at the airport.
Airport drinking is one of those outliers. It's not the same. There's no time.
There's no clocks in the airport. Exactly. It's totally fine. Yep. You know, like White Russian 7 a.m. Totally cool.
Totally.
Yeah. So we didn't necessarily, when we flew with our kids, like didn't sit in an airport bar. But if we were going on vacation, we were at the airport bar, right? Like that was just what we were doing. But now that my kids are older, it's a lot easier to fly with them by myself. But I can see how that is stressful for a lot of people that have littler kids. I flew with my kids alone quite a bit when they were younger, and I just always gave myself a ton of time and went really slow. But it's stressful as fuck. I mean, it's stressful. So airports are one of those tricky things that it's a habit. If you have always drank in an airport, it's like sort of one of those triggers because it's totally acceptable to do at any time of the day. It does not matter when your flight is leaving or coming or going. Our airport bar. Yes.
Coming and going.
Coming and going. Then you get on the plane, right? If you've got a little buzz on from the airport bar or worse.
Yeah. Then the $15 for a shot of anything doesn't hit so hard, right?
Right. For a little airplane bottle of something on the plane.
Yeah.
But when I did that, I usually didn't drink on the plane, but I would get so dehydrated that when I got off the plane, I was so dehydrated and I still have to pound a ton of water when I get off the plane. I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
My body just doesn't like the pressure or something. And then there's always the travel from the airport to my parents. And usually because my parents live in cool places, we vacation with at my parents a lot, mm-hmm. which comes with its own baggage, right? All of us, you know, maybe not everybody, but I would imagine most of us have some triggers with their parents, siblings. We always like got to my dad's house and then, you know, like, you're on vacation. So it didn't matter what time it was. We always had a beer and we went out by the pool and we, you know, and did all those things. But now that I haven't drank, I just like my sleep is always good. I can wake up and walk. I can run. I can enjoy a sunrise. I can enjoy a sunset. I can enjoy going out to dinner. I remember to put on sunscreen. I like do all of these things. Like Madeline and I rented bikes. We've never done that before, which I wore a bike helmet for the first time in my life.
I just was shocked that that had never happened, that you've never put on a bike helmet before.
Ever. Because the last time I was on a bike, bike helmets were not cool.
Well, I don't know that they ever had a coolness factor.
I think they're pretty cool now.
Oh.
Don't
really?
You?
No.
Well, like cool? Not spilling no. your brains out all over the road.
I mean, I think that's always in style.
Well, in the 90s, it wasn't.
Oh.
Apparently.
I mean, in the 90s, I think I still
had... I haven't been on a bike in that long, though.
But I had a helmet in the 90s. So
well,
you just, you
well
just
I did not.
A, call me a nerd.
I mean, yeah. I did not. I haven't been on a bike since. And the last bike I was on, I did not own a helmet. Like, the Kasnik kids did not own helmets.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got
it. Four-wheeler helmets and snowmobile helmets, but... not bike helmets.
How about it?
But we rented bikes. We went out to lunch. We had ice cream every single night. I am not ashamed to say that we went to Haagen-Dazs and had ice cream every single night. We just did it because I wasn't drinking. So I was like, hey, I'm eating ice cream every night.
Heck yeah.
Have the fucking cookie.
Eat the fucking cookie.
Right. But vacationing sober is really scary for a lot of people because it's just not the vacation most people think it will be if you don't drink.
Well,
right?
It's, like it's not necessarily the same that they've ever known, especially for the people doing it for the first time. It's
so, you know, when you think about vacation and you think about like maybe laying by the pool and having some cocktails and like relaxing sure. and just like having this amazing, you know, like break from reality. So all of those things that I wanted in a vacation, mm-hmm. I never got drinking and I always get sober.
That's an incredible realization.
I mean, yes. Like all the exploring, all the new thing. Like, when we drank a lot, you know, we've all been to all inclusive mm-hmm. places where it's just like from sun up to sundown and, you know, maybe it's messy, maybe it's not, you know, in my younger years, it definitely got messy and we were all young and kidless and all of that. But all of the things I wanted out of a vacation where I drank, I only get now when I don't drink. And I like, I have, for the last, I don't know, 5 vacations I've been on that I haven't drank, I've come back and been lighter than when I left, which has like never in my 44 years of going on vacation while I was drinking ever happened.
Right? That's incredible.
Like, I just like, I don't know. I was a bloated tick by the time I got back. So this sort of got away from me, but I think if you're thinking about taking a sober vacation, here's a piece of advice. Maybe quit drinking 10 days before.
Oh, okay.
And here's why. The first 10 days can be sort of ugly. Like, you might be irritable. You might be annoyed. You might be frustrated. You might be sort of white knuckling it. You might be letting go of some toxins. You might not be sleeping that well. The first 10 days are kind of rough. You do not want to do that on vacation.
Yeah.
You can. You can, right? Because you're going to be probably less stressed. But if you have the option, especially if you're going with your kids, I would maybe take a break 10 days before you go. A week? 5 days? Mm-hmm. Anything before? I would not get hammered the night you go on, like the night before you get on a plane.
Okay.
And then decide you're going to quit the entire week.
Okay. What else in terms of advice would you have, though? I mean, for people who think that it's impossible, can you tell them that it isn't?
Sure, it's not.
Cool.
It's not impossible. I'm possible. No, I can't tell you. I mean, I can't tell anybody.
But you can tell them that it is possible.
It is possible and so much better. I just like there's, and I've done this. This isn't just been like this stint of my sobriety that I've been on all these vacations. When I was 90 days sober, back in 2019, when I did that 90-day challenge, I was also on vacation. And again, it just like, it was amazing. I was like 45 or 50 days in when I went on vacation. And just the, like the ability to get up and go outside when it's 70 degrees at 6:30 in the morning and take a walk and not feel like shit was amazing. I just, and that vacation for us is just like really relaxing by the pool. We don't do a whole lot. We don't go to Disney and all that. But some of the other vacations I've been on, we've explored way more. Like we've seen more of it. I mean, a lot of vacations, I mean, in Jamaica, we never left the resort and we just like laid by the pool in the swim up bar the mm-hmm. entire time we were there. And so I think that there's so much more, like seeing way more of a place that you just paid a bunch of money to go to is way more fun. And just that's, like to be around my
that's
kids.
That's such a strong statement though.
Yeah. Like you pay so much money to go to some of these places just to get the sun, which I am a sun lover. I love the sun. So I get it. But at the same time, a lot of people go to like these all-inclusives in Costa Rica and end up by the pool the entire time in a piss-filled swim-up bar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because nobody goes to the bathroom in the hot tubs and you just wonder. Why? Like nobody leaves really a hot tub.
I work really hard to never wonder why.
But when you're in a pool.
Look, lady.
In an all-inclusive.
Look, lady. I work really hard to never wonder.
I know, but the next time you're there, watch how many people get out of the pool to go to the bathroom. But
you.
They're slamming beers.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Well, no, thank don't. You. My wait, you know what? They could just be rehydrating, could be sweating out all of the all the liquids.
Yeah, true. We'll go with that.
If you think about it, you'll never get in another pool again.
Not sober. Yeah, advice. Did you ask me for advice? Because I'm going to give it to you anyway.
I did. I mean, I did because there was something earlier that, you know, people had said to you on social media that they thought it was impossible and that's why they wouldn't do it and all that jazz. And I think showing that it is possible is huge.
And possible. And I mean, for me, it's more fun.
Yeah.
And to be honest, probably people around me too. I mean, really, I have way more patience with my, I mean, every day I have way more patience with my kids, but on vacation I had way more patience. Like, mom, watch me. Mom, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch me. I mean, it was endless. Lots of time in the pool, but I was able to like watch it and enjoy it rather than like, where's the cooler? Mm-hmm. Just looking for the next mm-hmm. whatever on vacation. Mm-hmm. We save so much money. Mm-hmm. We save so much money because by osmosis, my husband doesn't drink as much if I'm not drinking. Mm-hmm. When we go out to dinner or we have beers at home or whatever, like, you know, he had a couple beers at home or whatever, and I had Sam Adams, and everybody was happy, and I was in bed by 8. It was great. Sounds like one hell of a vacation.
The vacation
huh?
dreams are made out of.
Up at 5:30 with the sun, walking 3 miles, and going to bed by 8. Don't you want to go on a sober vacation?
Totally. Although that is true, I did start hearing from you an hour later.
Right. Right, because we're an hour ahead. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, she's not. It's 6:30. I haven't heard anything yet.
Right.
Nothing in the 4s? Nothing in the 5s?
I was on vacation.
Are you okay?
One day I did sleep until 8. It was really 7.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, you went out.
What now? I don't know how to tell people that it's more fun without just telling them it's more fun, mm-hmm. I guess. I think that there's a lot of, and I did this too, where I can't quit drinking because I have a trip in April.
Right.
Right. So like, I'll wait until after the trip mm-hmm. and then there's the next trip or whatever, next weekend or whatever.
Right. Well, that's how everybody's diets start too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course.
There's like, a reason why a diet starts Monday.
There is. If you're going to try it, like just try it, I mm-hmm. guess. Like if it doesn't work out, I guess. Whatever, you haven't failed, but if you don't try it all, you never know. And it is possible and so much cooler. And the things that I look to do on vacation are so much different than I've ever looked for before. I have looked for a cool pool with a swim up bar and some chaise lounges with maybe a beach. And now I'm looking at like hiking trips and bicycling trips and all this stuff. Like I want to go see stuff when I'm on vacation rather than I want to sit by the pool. I still want to sit by the pool.
I was going to say, I think right? you like, still want to sit by the pool.
And I did. I did plenty of sitting by the pool, but I was also way more active and did a whole bunch of other things that I've just never done before down there. Like the bike ride that was 7 miles for me and my 11-year-old was more than I've ever done for sure. But like we went out to lunch and had, you know, I had a walked all over town, did all the things that I just like, I would have always been, historically, I was always worried about where like my next, like, what are we doing? Are we drinking at noon? Or are we going out to lunch that has drinks? Or is there enough wine at home for dinner or whatever? And this way I was just like, it's just so much more freedom mm-hmm. that you don't know until it's gone. And then you're like, oh shit, I was really shackled to that.
That sounds tough.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was.
Yeah. 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 Sounds
now. Yeah. I mean, it didn't feel like it in the, you know, in it, but now I'm like, oh man. Mm-hmm. Like to pack a cooler to go to the pool. And we still packed a cooler to go to the pool. Oh. Dale just put it to Sam Adams in there instead. He had beers. I had Sam Adams, which was still beer.
So you still pack a cooler to go to the pool?
I still packed a cooler to go to the pool. I wasn't like shackled to the cooler though. Mm-hmm. Like I had one, left the other one in there. I mean, in the past, whatever was in the cooler was not going to stay in the cooler.
Got it.
And we stayed at the pool until it was gone. Right. I realize like not everybody probably vacations like that, but that's how we vacation. So it's way different than how we did it before. It's just in my mind, so much better. It's just, and I would say my family probably agrees. It's like way less stressful, just all my vacations. Anytime I get a chance to relax, like it's actually relaxing.
Right.
I mean, it's the relaxing that I always wanted from mm-hmm. alcohol that I'm really getting sober.
Yeah.
Like it's such a backwards way to think about it, but all of the things I really wanted from alcohol, like all of the relaxation, all of the happy times, like all the things that are romanticized about alcohol that you see on commercials and all of that stuff, that's the stuff I get sober. I never got it when I was drinking.
Yeah.
Like, it's a false, for me anyway, it was a false feeling. And the shame and the guilt that came after it, like, to not have that is now how I've like, I feel like my whole life is a vacation because I just don't have that.
Right. And I think we talk about that every once in a while about how heavy stuff kind of felt before and how everything is lighter, like you're lighter.
Yeah. I just, that and vacations are just mm-hmm. lighter. It's just, I think one of the other things outside of the preparedness of making sure that you have alcohol-free options if you want them, making sure you have enough fuzzy water there, making sure that you're getting a good night's sleep, you know, all of those things that you sort of want to make sure that you're doing at home. When you're not drinking, you want to carry that toolbox with you for mm-hmm. sure. But also
take that show on the road.
Take that show on the road. But also the like sort of the amount of work you have to do, sort of annoying. You know, I like, did I want to be running around looking for Sam Adams and also Googling it in the car? Not really.
Not really.
Not really. But
prep,
I knew
prep
it
work
was
is
just
tough in any arena.
Right. But then also looking for new things to do.
Okay.
That's always a little scary.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I replaced my nightly glass or bottle of wine with ice cream every night.
Mm-hmm. That sounds delicious.
They have a Häagen-Dazs store there.
Like, that sounds,
oh my God,
yeah.
It's so good.
That sounds delicious.
Right. But like, we did that instead.
Yeah.
You know, and shockingly, I was okay to drive. Like, I drove to the...
It's probably tougher for folks vacationing with groups of friends.
Yeah.
Than it would probably be for folks traveling with families and kids and things like that. So I think that prep probably looks a little bit different, but I know a lot of people who have done it. And in fact, I knew a friend who recently did and I don't know if we've talked about it on here yet, recently did like this bachelorette thing in Napa.
Oh yeah, you did say that.
And they, you know, that was, they had to kind of redesign that trip in their mind, mm-hmm. but they still went along and were able to do all of the things. Like, for instance, they would just call ahead to the wineries, and if they didn't have a non-alcoholic option, which almost none of them did, they had no problem with them bringing their own.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they still got exciting.
So they still got to go on the bus trip and all of that jazz. And, you know, some things just weren't as fun later at night than they, you know,
some things are not that fun sober.
Right.
That were fun drunk.
But
period.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's just something that they recognized. And, you know, if you guys are going to go out and do that, I'm going to take this opportunity to do something else and probably just have a relaxing, you know, for them. They're like, you know what? I'm going to do a relaxing non-alcoholic beverage in the hot tub and then, you know, call it.
You know, night.
You guys can rage all you want, but that's not really my scene anymore. But she was still able to.
Yeah. Participate
really
in all the things.
Participate in all of the same things.
Yeah, and then she can walk around with a smug face all morning.
Yeah, totally. But I think that, you know, all of those kind of vacations look differently depending on who you're traveling with. And so perhaps, not for folks, you know, traveling in a group of girls or a group of guys in their late 20s, early 30s, they're likely not able to transition from bar to ice cream shop.
For sure. Yeah, this makes me sound real fucking old right now. All of these, like where were my blue blockers and my Velcro tennies?
So like they weren't able to do that same seamless,
in Cabo.
Yeah, and that same seamless in Palm Springs or in Tahoe. Like they weren't able to do that quite the same way. But
however,
they were able to do.
Which also brings you to the point of I can see the allure in I have a bachelorette party in Vegas in August. I'm not quitting until September.
Except I would come back with, and again, this is, you know, you and I are very different and I, you know, still can participate in some of the things, but Vegas has way more to offer without having anything to drink.
For sure.
Yeah. Like Vegas is,
you can blow all your money.
I was like, we're not talking about blow. but Vegas has a ton to do. I actually love Vegas. I love everything about it.
Hate Vegas.
Totally. Anyway, like you can walk like for miles and days on end people watching is incredible, but they have the best restaurants, the best shows and entertainment, and some of the best shopping in the world. And not any of that requires any alcohol.
Yeah.
And then you can gamble without drinking. And I actually probably encourage you to, if you're going to gamble, like,
do it.
Let your brain in on it too. Like,
right. Yeah.
You know, like let them hang out too. See how much money we want to spend.
Let her play.
Yeah. Let her play too. But I do think that there are, you know, it looks different depending on your demographic and who you're traveling with.
Yep.
But prepping is kind of the same. Make sure that you have that toolbox, you know, packed.
Yeah. Well, I think in the prep stage, whatever age or, you know, vacation you're looking at, it might look different than it used to. And maybe an all-inclusive trip to Aruba is not the one for you this year, right? Like, maybe it's a vacation out to the Redwoods in California instead, because you can hike and you can take the time for yourself. And this is also a great time to say, whether it's vacation or anything else, you have to protect your sobriety. Like, you have to make sure self-care is number one. And if that means you have to remove yourself from a situation, or let's say everybody's going out that night to Senior Frogs, maybe it's time to cash it in.
Getting that yard length cocktail.
I'm sure they'll put club soda in it.
Two limes.
Going crazy. The early 20s trip to Cancun would be tougher than my little vacay to my dad's with the Publix.
Yeah, they do look different.
I am not saying that, but the rules still apply.
Yes.
There are still options.
And pack your toolbox. I mean, you have an amazing carousel on our Instagram.
We'll put that out again.
That is super useful in your prepping.
Yeah.
And like, your toolbox is travel ready.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's going to be like super easy.
Goodness, no. I don't think that day to day is necessarily easy for everybody.
Not for sure, not. But also, like, if you're going to prepare, try to give yourself 10 days. I know that seems like shit. I'm not going to like quit beforehand and then go on vacation.
So that seems to be your biggest.
I think that so be because biggest, I like my first 10 days sucked. Like every time
that time frame, and that seems to be your biggest piece of advice for everybody.
I think if you're going to try to take a sober vacation,
right,
and you have some stressors or you think that you're going to have to white knuckle it, don't do it on vacation. Mm-hmm. Like, white knuckle the first 10 days at home.
Sure.
I don't know. I thought about that the other day because somebody was like, God, I'd like to try to be sober on vacation. Mm-hmm. And I just kept thinking to myself.
They're not sober other times.
Right.
Okay. Got it.
So, right. So, drinker, but wants to try to vacation sober. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if that means like I'm going to drink up until it and then I'm just going to vacation sober and I'm going to come back and drink. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was the premise behind it. However, I just kept thinking to myself, like, If you're a drinker of any substance, I guess.
Like what? Oh. Crack? Like, if you are drinking bong water.
I don't mean like any substance.
I said any substance, but like, I didn't mean any substance.
I meant by volume.
Oh.
If you know, like any substance. If you think the first 10 days might be rough, they probably will be. And I don't think you want to do that on vacation in a different place in a strange world. Generally, you feel better after 10 days.
Yeah, if you are a substantial beverage consumer, not even just bong water,
not even crack. Lots of people are going to probably go on vacation in the next month or two. Spring breaks right around the corner. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess my biggest piece of advice is if you can prepare. And if you can take 5 or 10 days off beforehand, probably biggest piece of advice, even if you're a light drinker, give yourself a chance to like get out of the habit for 10 days before you go on vacation. And then if you're even preparing further than that ahead, pick the right vacation. Don't pick the all-inclusive in Cabo with your family or your friends if you know you're not going to drink. Like, there's so much temptation. Plus, those things, those all-inclusives are not necessarily super fun when you're sober. I mean, it's just not the same vibe. It's not really what you're probably looking for sober. I mean, there are certain things that you can do and they should be equal. I don't think an all-inclusive in Cabo is like where we're looking for the equity.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think. Yeah. We can have a lot of hopes and dreams.
Grinding on a swim-up bar with some dude from Akron, Ohio, I don't think is the same sober.
But like, you know, he's rocking those white sunglasses too, right?
For sure. And
just get my new white knockoff Oakleys.
And he's got a calf tattoo. Like,
no, he does. He does.
And grinding on the bar.
He's got a tattoo that goes all the way around his calf.
Yeah.
And he's got a weird giant sun on his shoulder and some either the not side or the back.
Like, the rays are connected.
Right, but they are rays. They're rays.
But then there's a circle right in the middle. And it's black.
And it's black.
So I'm telling you,
that's not
from experience.
That's not the spot that we're looking for equality in. That's not our, when we say all inclusive, we don't mean in this instance.
That's not the same sober, I can tell you.
And when you talk about it this way, I don't think you even want to do it drunk.
No, maybe check that at the door.
Not everything is timeless.
No. A black sun is not it. But we know who he is.
Everybody does.
Everybody knows who that guy is. And he's not fun sober.
He's not fun drunk when you're sober.
He is not fun. He's not fun by the pool the next day. He's not fun at Senior Frogs that night.
And he's certainly not fun passed out. But either way, planning your vacation itself, I would probably do that with your intentions in mind.
Absolutely. And at the top of the list.
Yeah. What is going to keep you on your chosen journey?
Yeah.
The easiest.
Right. And whether it's temporary or forever, or mm-hmm. you just don't want to drink on vacation because you want to try it, because you want to see what it's like to not be hungover the day after something.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Try it. Just try it.
Just try it.
Work out. Senora Frogs is always there.
Totally. With a yard-long...
the yardstick.
Yardstick cocktail of your choice.
Blue cocktail.
Very, very specific.
Blue.
I mean, in my head, it was pink, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. In a green...
It was definitely a green tube.
Yeah, a green tube.
God, I'm not a monster. Of course it was green.
Jesus. Anyway, be smart about your vacation choice if you're preparing that far ahead.
And have a good time.
Yeah.
Make sure that you are in the best place to be you to have a good time.
I will say some FOMO is real, right? Mm-hmm. We've had this conversation before. The FOMO is real, but it's only because we've romanticized the alcohol part. So if you can take out the like romantic part of it, where it does feel good to lay by the pool and have a cocktail, cool. It's the like continuous cocktails that turn into a hangover that ruin vacations for people, right? Because they fall asleep in the sun and get too sunburned. Because I forgot to put on sunscreen. And then they lay in the room all day the next day.
And that sounds like a real blast.
It's not. Let me tell you. That one I know from experience.
I mean, that's a tough way to spend a day of what is likely a very expensive trip.
Very likely. There's lots of options for vacations out there.
There's lots of options. Thank you for sharing yours. And I hope that it has been somewhat helpful. But if it hasn't, and you have more questions.
The only piece of advice that you should really take from here is not on the bar with the guy from Akron, Ohio. If you're from Akron, I'm sorry. It was just like the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, it's not you. It's them.
It's that dude.
It's that guy. It's
not, and every city has one.
Yeah, for so, sure. We probably have more. It's
the every city guy.
It's the every city guy. But either way, if this was helpful, great.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, let us know what your questions are regarding vacationing sober, and we'll see if Katie can answer them.
Yeah. Till next time.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.